Sunday with Miriam on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Travel Department. Explore the wonder of the world's most iconic sites with Travel Department. The world discovered together.
Well, in Dublin's northeast inner city area, every Nollag na Mann, which is the 6th of January, of course, women are honoured for their community work. They are activists and artists, politicians and parents, and they are nominated for the awards by people in their own community. Well, this year, two of the women being honoured are Bernie Walsh and Paula T. Nolan. And Bernie and Paula are here in studio with me this morning. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
And congrats to you both. Bernie, let me start with you. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. I want to know first why you think you were nominated for the award.
Well, I suppose I've been a community activist all my life. I was a founder member of Sunflower Recycling, which is still in existence today, 30 years old this month. But even aside from that, I've always been involved in my own local community, and I'm retired now. I'm still on the board of several groups in the area. I just think it's really important that we keep that community engagement. It's very, very strong in our area, and it has a record of very strong women working in our community as well.
And did you grow up in the area? Where did you grow up?
I grew up on the very edge. I'm born in Dorset Street, Dublin 1. Wow. So I'm still in Dublin 1.
That's amazing.
I lived in Blanchardstown for about 6 years when my children were young, and I felt like I was in Lancashire.
So you went back?
Yeah, couldn't get me out of the sea.
And has the city changed much since you were a child?
Well, it has, yeah. I mean, it's a grown-up city now, you know. I mean, It's a completely different, like nowadays we live in a completely diverse community, which is wonderful as well. I love it. A lot of the groups getting involved, the people coming in on programmes, whether they're young people who need help or whether they're older people, or even it is like within our community from creche right up to dealing with elderly people. Mm-hmm. We have all these projects running within that area. Very, very positive work. Brilliant organisations, LYCS, ICON, the co-op. These are all organisations who deal with a myriad of problems. And I just love the fact that we live in that multicultural city now. It's like a little forgotten area of where we live, that we have always been a welcoming community. Before we had huge amounts of people coming in, we always had that, because we've four hospitals in the area, so you always would have had hospital workers who lived in our area.
Yeah.
So we were used to it before anybody else.
So interesting. Yeah. And Paula, why do you think you're getting the Nollag na Mann Award?
Well, I think there's two reasons. One is I'm an artist photographer, and I started late in life. I took up photography at 53. And for the first few years, I just took photographs in the area. And I took a lot of photos of wildlife and the Talca River, the lovely Grand Royal Canal. And people would not expect that those photos came from the inner city. And I loved that about it. And then I went on to do other stuff with the photography, and that became more well known generally. But always it's in the area is my favourite place to do it. And then the second reason is kind of in line with what Bernie was saying. It's that when the cycle paths were made, and they are brilliant, we're delighted with them, but some bus stops were taken away. And two in particular are very important for elderly people. Mm. And there's people, say, at the top of my road, working. They're immigrants, they're new to the community, and they're working in the hospitals and places, and they need that bus stop too. So I fought like a dog with a bone. And I went out with my measuring tape, and I measured, and I looked up EU best practice, and I worked with some local councillors, gave them a 10-page PDF to bring to the National Transport Authority. And between that and other community members, you know, going in with emails and all of that, we ended up getting two of the bus stops back.
Which is incredible.
Which is great, yeah.
Now, you're unlike Bernie, you're a 30-year blow-in, is that correct?
I'm a 30-year blow-in, definitely. I'm a 30-year blow-in. And I blew into the right place. I love the community. I've always loved the spirit of it. Mm. And never better than... It gets better all the time. Mm. You know, we have such a diverse community of people, and it's really interesting. You never walk up the road and you know, don't meet somebody interesting. And, you know, with this whole Nollag na Mann, we have literally our name in lights because JD or C. DeCaw,
yes,
free, have given us all of these wonderful posters that we have. So, you know, we're seeing the events, we're seeing our faces, the faces of the community. And I'm 4 years taking photographs of the women winning the awards. I'm in the very lucky position to have met at this stage 40 or more women and learnt about their stories. And that gives me such a great sense of the community and what's going on.
And Bernie, where does this drive come from? Especially, I suppose, from the women in the area, as Paula said. What makes none of you give in and makes you keep working for the good of the community? What is it within you all?
I think it's always been a very an area of real community spirit. I know where I was born and raised in Dorset Street, which was a row of 17 little houses, but everybody helped everybody. If somebody was unemployed, somebody else gave. The clothes went down through the kids, the ties went down through the kids. So as a bike went around for about five Christmases, it got painted every year. And so there was always that sense of community. And I think there's a lot of strong women, and even the women who used to be the street traders in Henry Street and all the way into town. All of those women, very, very strong women and a belief in their community. And they were like little magpies. Every bits of information went around the city, like they'd be bringing things up from the town and you'd hear what was going on. So you didn't even need a newspaper, you know. And that was part of their community spirit. So I think it's still there, a strong sense of community development and working from the ground up, not from the top down. You can throw money at problems, but you also need to bring people along with you. And that's what community development is, really.
And like, for instance, have your children stayed? I mean, have things improved for younger people growing up or not in that area?
Well, I think they certainly have. I mean, for me, I look at the lifestyle my children lead now completely different to me at their age. Do you know what I mean? I mean, yeah. I'm lucky enough to have grandchildren living with me now, which is wonderful, you know. My children went to Gael schools, my grandchildren, my granddaughter's in a Gael school now, and she's 13, like, so she's in secondary school. We wouldn't have had those opportunities. And I think it's wonderful. So I do think Allah has a lot of positive still in our community. We still have problems like everybody else, but there are an awful lot of positives in our community.
And Paula, do you agree? I mean, are things better or worse, do you think, since you first moved there maybe 30 years ago?
I would say without a doubt they're an awful lot better. They really are. I mean, the new people coming into the area, the brilliant upgrade of the cycle paths, yeah. And then along the Royal Canal, it's absolutely stunning now. You know, from Sheriff Street to Newcombe and Bridge, from Newcombe and Bridge all the way to Maynooth and beyond. And you can go along there and you'll actually find a cottage selling honey. You know, this is inner city, mm-hmm. and it's just stunning what the work that has been done. And I think fair play to the organisations involved in that. It's definitely much better. My son grew up there. He's 36 now and he's emigrated to Cork.
But, he's a blowing in
Cork. Yeah. His Dublin accent in Cork is going down great. But he grew up there. And like Bernie said, you know, there was a lot of opportunities for him and his friends in the area that the previous generation didn't have.
Interesting. And like, as you said, Bernie, like every area, it has its issues. I mean, is there still a level of fear around those people who maybe bring drugs into the area, sometimes violence to your community?
I do. It still exists. And it's always been a problem. I mean, that's been a problem for 40 years. We probably had the drug problem before anybody else. Yeah. And when our communities were crying out for help and nobody really knew how to handle it. And unfortunately, those problems are everywhere now. I don't think there's a little village in Ireland that you couldn't get it if you wanted it. But I still think the positivity for me is that we've so many groups working on the ground, that there is a need for us to stay together, to stick together, to push to make sure. I mean, we do have great initiatives. We have beautiful planting along the streets now, which all is lovely. It looks lovely. But on the other hand, we still need help. We still need an awful lot of, from cradle to grave education. We need to be working with the creches, with the after schools, with the young people. Facilities for young people is so important to keep them out of that cycle. Yeah. Because that cycle has actually got wider. It's gone into the whole country now, rather than being where years ago it was very much in one or two areas. Now it's the whole country. And I think that's where the positivity needs to come, that the action from the people on the ground to try and draw in programmes that help with that work.
And do you always feel safe, Paula, going to and from your own home? Like, some people go, I don't like going into the inner city. You live there, but you've feel fine.
I feel perfectly safe. I mean, I often call it a parallel universe. And if I feel anything, it's sadness. And that would be it, to see people who are so lost. And you see it, as I say, everywhere. Yeah. And I just often say, yes, in my backyard is one of my sayings. Please bring in the drug centres, help people. Yes, in my backyard. Because I think that's what's needed. Yeah.
And what about, you were saying the lovely thing, Bernie, is it's so diverse. I mean, what about recent anti-immigrant protests? I know the flags aren't particular to your area of Dublin, they're everywhere. But when you see them go up, how does that make you both feel?
I want to write vulture on every flag. I want to put a green flag under that flag with a big vulture sign on it. And to me, that would just be a counteraction, because I really don't believe that most people in their community feel that way. And I think it's very, very easy to blame new people, new communities coming in. The fact of the matter is, our hospitals would close tomorrow if we didn't have most of those people. Yeah. Every time one of us has to go to a hospital or go to a doctor, we know who we're going to be looking at, who we're going to be dealing with. It's, you know, I just don't get it. Maybe it's because I worked a little abroad when I was young. I just don't get that thing. If you need people, and this idea of blaming people, you know, oh, they're taking our jobs, they're taking our houses, it's rhetoric, like, and it's fed to people. Sometimes people believe it because they're maybe feeling marginalised, you know, but at the end of the day, that's not the way I feel about it.
Now, what about the day you get the awards itself? Is it a great community occasion when you both get your Nullignamon Awards? What happens?
It's a fabulous occasion. It's in the Charleville Mall Library, and Katrina Crowe, who's obviously a national treasure, she's going to be giving out the awards with Ray McAdam. And families and friends all gather, and we have tea and we have sandwiches and we have the awards ceremony, and it's brilliant. It really is.
You're also a brilliant photographer for people, Paul. You came to it later, I suppose, as you said. You use your area a lot in your work. Is it about seeing the beauty where other people see something else? It's your artist's eye.
I think 100%. And, you know, I started doing it, but I didn't do it with that in mind. It's kind of, but then I realised what I was doing. And, you know, there's so many different ways of seeing. Yeah. And for some reason, my eye wanted to see the beauty. And even if it's just a leaf floating on the canal, it's just, and it could be beside a piece of rubbish, but to see the leaf, not the rubbish, maybe.
Yeah.
And then to take what I would hopefully be a gorgeous photo of that. So it is, I think it is a way of seeing, and I think a way of seeing our area. It's often negative in the media, but it's actually really, really not. And it's not hard to see it with a positive eye.
Well, you're both such an advocate for your area. I'm delighted for you both. Bernie Walsh and Paula T. Nolan, enjoy the Nullignamon celebration. So well deserved. Listeners can find more info on nullignamon.ie. And Paula, your work is on your own website, including your project with the National Library of Ireland and the EPA. And that's paulatnolanphotography.com. Happy Christmas to you both.
Thank you so very much, and happy Christmas to everyone.
Stay being brilliant, women. Well, that's it for today.